Hello and welcome to the Career Corner podcast, where we answer your career cues. I'm your host, Lucas Kaufman, and on today's episode, guys, we're doing the time zone shuffle. Our podcast crew is in the East Coast. It's 1 o'clock there. I'm on the West Coast, where it's 10 o'clock in the morning. And then we're joined today by our guests, Walker Risser and Theo Pearson, who are all the way in the faraway land of London, where it is currently, at the time of recording, approximately 6:20 p.m. Walker and Theo, welcome to the show.
You knew the whole time, Lucas. You knew what time it was.
I did.
You made Theo answer it anyways.
Well, guys, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coordinating this with all our three different time zones and for joining us today on the Career Corner to talk about studying abroad in London.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great pod.
It's going to be a great pod. So, guys, today we've got some questions for you. Jump right into things. We can start with Walker, and then we'll go to Theo. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you decide to study abroad, and then why London for that studying abroad?
Yeah. So I'm Walker Risser. I'm a junior musical theater major currently, almost a senior, which is crazy. And London, thankfully, is very much built into our theater program. Typically in the fall semester, the acting class goes, and then in this semester, the musical theater class will go. And there's also, you know, people from other schools and in the larger theater school attending as well. But London is just, I think, home to one of the most prolific theater scenes in the world. Just incredible shows, and incredible creativity. So that's one of the reasons, just to see theater. And also, you know, it's one of the most cultural cities in the world, with some of the most history of any city. So just, you know, to experience the arts and to experience the history, I would say, was my main reasoning.
Yeah, I'm Theo. I'm also a junior musical theater major, so my answer is going to be pretty similar, if not the same. It definitely has been sort of structured into the program for many years. Like Walker said, it's a great city. It's great to get out of the country and experience what other places are like, just in general, to grow as a person and to experience what other places might be like around the world and open yourself to other experiences and other ways that people live. The art scene here is great. The classes offered are definitely more art-centric. We do have visual arts students, film students, a lot of theater students, but there's all kinds of mainly art-based classes that are taught here. So it's great for artists to come here.
Classes at this point, Ithaca students know that generally in a semester, to complete all the you know, your degree works requirements, you got to take somewhere between 15 and 18 credits. What's that like studying abroad? Are you still able to meet the requirements you need to meet to finish your degree?
Yes. So a lot of the classes for our major specifically that are offered here do point towards specific things we need for our degree. So it's very helpful for musical theater majors to be able to come. But there are ICCs that are offered here. I'm getting one of my ICC credits out of the way here, and there are other courses that fulfill other credits. And there's a good amount of classes taken, so it should not be hard to be able to make sure you're above that 12 credit limit for sure. And the classes are all really great, super fun.
Yeah, awesome. And are they different from classes at Ithaca? Do you still feel like you're in college, or is it a different experience?
That's the question, because I think what's the most exciting part about all these classes is that they're all, you know, it's not just you're studying in a different building and taking the same classes. All your classes are very centered around the city of London. Mm-hmm. You know, at least our, you know, for example, an acting class at Ithaca, we would be doing a lot of, you know, contemporary, more Western plays and productions. But here for our comedy class, we did a lot of scenes by playwrights, by British playwrights. You know, that's also, there's a whole course that's just a walking tour of the city, just learning the entirety of the story of London and seeing where these events take place. So I would say, yeah, the classes are in, it's very much in mind that you are in London and you want to take in as much of the culture as possible.
And on top of that, the walking tour class is great. It's a credit for a liberal arts history course, something along the, or it might be, I don't think, it might be writing intensive. It's one of those credits. And you're getting a professional tour guide, not like a professor, like a real professional tour guide, take you around London and show you places and tell you about history. And there are a lot of other classes, like Walker was saying, it's very aware that it's in London. So classes I haven't taken, but I know people who take them, like Underground London, where it explores the tube system and art in London. These classes, they go out and they go to art museums. They go to different tube stations in different locations. They, I know one class went out and they did like a graffiti thing where they went out with a professional graffiti artist and spray painted on this bridge, all within the legal limits. But it very is aware that it's in London. And it also is a nice switch to sort of be in a city setting, as opposed to being, it's great to be in Ithaca in that little community that the campus is. But being here, you're in a hotel or a little apartment flat or something. And then you, you know, every day you're taking the tube to commute to class. And you may have classes. The London does have a center here, but some of our acting classes, we had Stage Combat, which was a great class. They're in a studio that's not a part of the London Center. So you're really getting also a taste of that city life just in the classes you're taking, in that you're going to different locations for different classes, you're commuting to and from classes, and getting to experience the city.
Amazing. And London, you know, there's so much to do there. It's such a amazing city. You know, everybody knows about London. Do the classes being so focused and aware of being in London, does that make it easier to kind of balance your academic life with exploring the city and kind of experiencing it in that aspect?
Yeah, definitely. And also, and they do this intentionally, I'm sure, but most of our classes are only one time a week for 3 hours, which of course is that's a chunky class time, but that gives you, thankfully, that gives you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That basically gives you a 3-day weekend.
Yes, there's no class on Fridays. So mm-hmm. All the classes are only offered on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. So every week, it's a 3-day weekend, which is awesome.
Definitely a dub, yeah. It's like that here in Los Angeles, too. I've got one class on Tuesdays, and I just finished my last one. So we're in the end is in sight for the semester out here. But anyway, so I want to go back in time and also look at the present a little bit. So before you both decided to go to London, what do you feel like the Ithaca College provided you with enough relevant information for you to make that decision? And then once you arrived in London, what are some of the resources that the college provides to help you adjust to living in a completely new country?
Great question. I know, thankfully, a lot of students in our cohort, in our theater department, studied abroad. So there are a lot of students who have done this that you can talk to around campus, and everyone typically loves it and has a lot to say. So I think, you know, using those resources, the ones, because, you know, you're going to get, if you get it straight from the mouth of the horse, as the kids say these days.
The kids, yeah.
Yeah, all the kids. That's typically the best source of information. And also, there are multiple orientation meetings leading up to the process of application that are hosted by the London Center. So you can do those Zooms, and they run through PowerPoints all about how much it's going to cost to travel, how much it's going to cost to find a place to live if you're not doing, you know, certain housing, and the cultural differences. And they talk about culture shock. And then even when we arrive, the staff is very aware that we are in a new city and there's going to be culture shock, even if it is minor. And so they have reading materials in the London Center of places to visit, as well as they are locals to the city, so they have, they can help you figure out how to live.
The Zoom orientations are very helpful. They cover, I think it's three or four, and they talk about academic stuff, life in London, adjusting to London, health and safety. And they have a whole Canvas page just for those topics with tons of links to tons of different articles and things that they have made that you can read about an array of different topics, insurance, the tube system, all those different things. And they send out a weekly email as well for any events that they might be holding or anything that they want you to know about. So they definitely keep in touch and try to be as present as possible.
Fantastic. So that was a little bit of a bigger question. I'll throw you guys an easy one, or it might be an easy one. Hopefully it's an easy one for you guys. What's your favorite part of this experience so far?
For me, I really, it may sound corny, but I really have loved the classes. Taking a stage combat class, I mean, that sounds like something you just do for fun, learn how to pretend to beat up all your friends. Like having a class that's just having a professional tour guide walk you around and show you, all these, a palace here and Westminster Abbey there and Big Ben and the City of London and all these different cool areas. Classes that a part of the curriculum is going out to see shows, which is really awesome. And half of the class is just coming back the next week after you've seen a show and discussing the show. And you just sit there and you talk about what you like and what you didn't like. And you get to see a whole bunch of different theater. You take the Shakespeare class, it's a lot of Shakespeare, but you also see contemporary plays, classic plays, musicals, basically whatever's on. So the courses here have been really great and really help immerse you into combining what are the fun parts of being in London with doing it in an academic setting. Like what you'd be wanting to do anyways on a day that you have free, and just making it a part of the curriculum.
I second that 100%. It was a blast to beat up Theo every Monday. It truly was. And just, teach him a lesson he won't forget, I think. That was the biggest takeaway. The classes were incredible. I know for me, other than, of course, what Theo said, the theater and the classes, it's also very exciting and scary and difficult and amazing all at the same time to learn how to adjust to a different culture. And I think typically we think, oh, London is an English-speaking country, so it's going to be the same. It's going to be like New York. But that is not true at all. There's just a bunch of very subtle changes that you go, wait a second, this is not my comfort zone, which I think is a very important skill for students to build. And we've done it once by going to college, but this is just taking it that one step further of saying, okay, I'm in a new place. And I have to learn the rules and go to class and make sure I eat food. So I think that for me was very exciting.
Yeah. And going off of that, kind of on the flip side of your favorite thing about it, have you experienced any homesickness or struggles while you've been away?
That's a very good question. I think, and I'm only speaking for myself, of course. But you start to miss the, as just as there are very subtle changes here, you start to miss those simple changes at home. For example, I miss being able to go to a Walgreens or a supermarket and go, okay, I have one place to go, I can get all my groceries plus some. But here is sometimes it's okay, I can get my chicken stock here. Oh, but they might be out of it actually by this time of the day, because it's a small shop, so I should probably make sure I walk a little farther down the road to get my chicken stock here. Just little things like that, having to go to more supermarkets or just planning for public transportation, that can also be tricky. And I know sometimes the homesickness, at home you have your support network. Even if you are living far away from home, your support network is still kind of within arm's reach, whereas in London they're an ocean away. And sometimes you can feel that. But of course, the staff and your fellow students are always willing to help out, so that helps.
The more you can create bonds and friendships with new people, if you're not going with a big group, like we're lucky to go with a big class because it's such a regular part of our program. But I think if you're able to be with people here, it's such an amazing city that it helps stave off the homesickness by being itself. Just by being the fact that you're in London, it's so awesome to be here. So definitely just like having people to hang out with and go out with and see the city and experience. If you're sitting indoors all day, you're gonna forget you're in London, and then you can start to get homesickness. So I think just trying to go out and experience what's here is definitely the best way to sort of keep that off.
And I'll even go one step further on that. For me, it was really important because we all have our different ways of dealing with stress. We all have our, okay, if I'm stressed, these are my strategies to get out of it. I know for me, I found that things as simple as when I first got here and I was like, wow, this is a big change. A lot of things aren't familiar. Simple things, just like trying to talk to the barista at the coffee shop near my house, or trying to get involved in local like youth groups or community groups, just things to make yourself feel comfortable in your community, doing the things that you would do at home to be comfortable in your community, I think is important. So engaging as well as with your classmates, but also engaging with the city itself, perhaps.
Perhaps. Yeah. So jumping back, you guys mentioned it a little bit before, going to some orientations before actually applying to go out to London. What was that application process like?
Some forms, a couple forms, proof of the, you have to make sure you have your passport and everything. The British government requires like a proof of finances to make sure basically you won't go broke in their country and then get stuck there. Mainly they have a whole, and you know this doing your travel abroad, I'm pretty sure it's the same. The website, they have a website that they provide, which is pretty clear deadlines and attached documents that you have to sign. So it is pretty easy to go, oh shoot, I have to submit that by next week. I have to make sure I, print that out or forward it to my parents because it needs a parent signature or something. And so it is pretty easy to keep track of as long as you just stick to what they ask.
Any comments from Walker on the application process?
The application, I think Theo mentioned this. There's also you have to do a short essay, and it was a short essay. I'll say on that.
Good
But
stuff, good
of
stuff.
course, of course, I was excited to write it because it was very open-ended.
Yeah, it was just like asking you what you think you're going to get out of your experience and why you think you should go.
Yeah, amazing. So, guys, we're closing in. The end is in sight. We're not quite there yet, but we do have only a few more questions here. So I'm just gonna get into them. What would you say your biggest takeaway is from this whole experience?
It's always great to, it, sort of circling back to something I said earlier, it's always great to travel as much as you can to experience the way other people live. And even if that's not outside of the country, we can get so focused on what we do and the way we live. And even if you just travel, sometimes it only takes an hour or so in one direction or another. You'll find different people that live in different ways that can always sort of open your mind to what other people's lives are like and what the world is like outside of the world you live in. So it's always interesting to go out and experience that, especially when you're in another country, because the further away, usually the more dramatic the differences are. And also, the United States is so large and Europe is so small. Being in London has been such a great launching point to sort of experience, like spring, have being able to have spring break here is great, because a flight from, we went to Italy, and a flight from London to Italy is like years cheaper than it is from New York to Italy. So it's a great place to sort of have a launching point to get a little taste and experience of even more of the world. So it's definitely been great to be here.
I think Theo took the words right out of my mouth. I think just that gaining of perspective is just so exciting, just seeing, how everywhere you go, people will value things differently. Things that in your head you say, oh, this is obviously, this is number one. I value this the most. And seeing somewhere else where people don't value that. And it's a little shocking sometimes, like, wow, like I thought that everyone would be like this in a certain way, but they're not. I think also just, at least for me, being put in a spot where I have to say, okay, I'm going to be independent now, truly, and deal with this city on my own. So of course, college is so fantastic because you do have a little bit of a safety net under you in that you're all on campus, right together. Whereas in London, you're traveling all these places, go to walking tour, and you gotta figure out, okay, how am I gonna eat? Am I gonna cook at home? I have to travel an hour on that tube. So how am I gonna figure that out? So just a gaining of, I guess, more confidence in being independent for me.
Awesome. And kind of going off of that a little bit, what is your biggest piece of advice or your biggest tips for a student at IC or somewhere else looking to study abroad in London?
Talk to everyone in London. This may be controversial, but I would say just get involved. You're here with your class. That's very exciting. It's awesome. But I think the secret to the city is the people, and just finding ways to, and of course, London is a city where you make friends when you go out and you join a club, or you go and you join a group. That's how I've noticed at least people here make those connections as they go and do something they're interested in altogether. So I think talking to people and trying to engage socially, I think you'll get a lot out of it.
There is a stereotype of, oh, you're from America? Oh, yeah. You know what they say, don't look anyone in the eye in New York, it's very, very different here for sure. I mean, certainly there's always going to be rude people everywhere. I have a story. I was walking with my friend to go to a museum, and this like high school age kid came whizzed by on a bicycle and open hand smacked me in the back of the head and biked off lap. It's a city. You always got to keep your wits about you when you're in a city. There's always going to be jerks and rude people everywhere you go, especially in cities. But as a whole, especially compared to America, that people are nice, people are very friendly. I love live music pubs. I was trying to find as many as I could early on because I thought it would be a really cool thing to go out and listen to some live music. And there was one night where we were looking, and I would literally stop outside of pubs because the pubs, are full. People are standing on the street drinking beer. And just walk up to a group of people and be like, hey, where's a good place to catch live music around here? And everyone would be like, check out, Waxy O'Connor's or this pub or that pub. And no one was like ever offended or rude about it. So yeah, there's it's it people are generally pretty nice and open here for sure. And just look into what you can do. The most fun way to experience a place that you haven't been is to really go out and experience it. It's easy when you're maybe scared or lonely or feeling homesickness to want to stay in, or when you're tired. But it really is the best thing you can do is to go out and experience it as much as possible, because that's where all the cool stuff is. And usually that will be the best at taking your mind off of whatever it may be that may be getting you down on that particular day. So you're in a new place and you're only there for so long. So try to go out and do as much as you can.
Incredible. It's funny, I actually have the opposite advice about Los Angeles. Don't talk to anyone and hide. It's
Exactly. Keep your head
it's
down.
scary out here. No, I'm just kidding. It's definitely a different experience.
Europe, it's a little different in London than the America for sure.
Yeah, we'll get somebody else on here to talk about Los Angeles in the future. But in the meantime, you guys talking to us about London today. Thank you so much for joining us in the Career Corner.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, Lucas. I still remember you shot me with that Nerf gun.
Well, we don't have to talk about that on air. Anyway, folks, you don't have to wait for the next episode to get career guidance. You can visit drop-in hours in Mueller Faculty Center 101 from 11 to 2 every weekday. So, folks, I'm Lucas Kaufman, and this has been Career Corner.